Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
Well, Andrew, it wouldn't be a Friday if the Saints didn't end it by giving us some breaking news to go into the weekend. And no, I'm not talking about Sean Payton banging on the NFL because Mike Tomlin gave James Harrison an envelope full of cash like they were in the mob. No, the Saints actually made a move today. They signed former do-anything-and-everything running back Ty Montgomery of the Packers and the Seahawks and other teams. And this officially, Andrew, puts Tre'Quan Smith on double-secret probation heading into whenever we have training camp, correct?
Well, he's most recently with the Jets, by the way. But I don't know. I think on some level it at least puts reps and possibly a roster spot at risk for for Tre'Quan Smith. But you know, this is an interesting player. And first of all, I don't know that teams have ever really figured out how to use him. His career path is very strange in the sense that, you know, he was wearing 88 and he was a receiver in the league. And then, you know, he was on the Packers and they ran out of running backs. And so they stuck him there and he was getting handoffs and getting tackled as a running back. And he actually did pretty good. And so he kind of carved out a little niche for himself. And, you know, the only guy I can really compare him to is Travaris Cadet. And I know some Saints fans hated Travaris Cadet, but I actually thought he was kind of an interesting, diverse player that could return kicks a little, that could catch the ball, run good routes, could run a little bit. And Ty Montgomery is similar in that way. I would say that, you know, he's probably carved out maybe a more meaningful career than Cadet has.
Oh, totally. Completely.
Yeah. But they're similar. They're similar in makeup. And it's just like, you look at what he can do, it just makes so much sense for this team. And when you think about if Kamara were to go down, what he would do for this offense, where you wouldn't have to just pound it with Latavius Murray over and over again. I mean, he could give you an element in the passing game. And maybe even just play receiver, maybe go in the slot. So I don't know exactly how Sean Payton is going to use him, but I do know that he's a very versatile player. I know he's willing and able to play special teams. And when you just look at his very versatile ability and you've got a question mark about what happens if Kamara goes down, you've got a question mark at number three receiver with Tre'Quan Smith. I mean, you've got a question mark at your number three running back with Dwayne Washington. So there are so many areas that he could potentially carve out a niche for himself. It makes way too much sense.
And it gives you, and the thing is, he's a jack of all trades, master of none, which people would joke about. But the thing is, on game day, when you're trying to balance, and I know the new collective bargaining agreement will help a little bit on game day, but you still have, you can keep active more, but you have to keep a certain number of linemen, offensive linemen active. It still gives you flexibility, especially when like a guy's dinged here or dinged there, you know, and the Saints are like, well, what happens if he gets hurt? Tre'Quan, you know, Ty Montgomery can do so many things. I wouldn't say he's guaranteed a roster spot, obviously, but the thing that makes him more likely to make the roster than not is almost any injury on offense in training camp or to a defensive back makes him almost a lock to make the opening week roster, at least because his flexibility is so great.
Why defensive back?
Because defensive backs play special teams, right?
Oh, okay.
So, like, if a defensive back gets – say a defensive back gets nicked, you may say, well, we have to pick up a – we have to pick up a defensive back, and the defensive back we signed doesn't play special teams. So that means
– like a Ken Crawley kind of guy.
Yeah, like a Ken Crawley. Yeah. So, like, then Ty Montgomery – gets a huge advantage over the third running back, the fourth running back, or the fifth wide receiver, because they'll be like, well, now we can keep Ty Montgomery because we know he's going to play special teams. We can have this corner who doesn't, right? So I just think it gives him an advantage. Or same thing at or potentially linebacker or other spot. It's an interesting signing for him. The thing that I remember him for is the Packers were playing the Rams in 2017. I think, or 2018, and the Rams scored and to go ahead with like a minute and a half or 2 minutes to go, and Ty Montgomery, instead of taking a knee on a kickoff, ran it out and fumbled, and Aaron Rodgers didn't get a chance to do a comeback, and he was pissed, and the next day the Packers cut him. That's my sole intel on Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, he had some positives in Green Bay, and they cut him because of a reactionary thing on one negative play, and you know, so you know, there's been some stuff there. He's had some injury stuff, so there's a bunch of question marks. Like, is he going to be able to stay healthy? Is he going to be able to figure out this offense? You know, because sometimes that's tough. You know, when you're a versatile player that's asked to do many different things. That means you have to have a greater understanding of the playbook than your average player on the team. So, you know, I don't know that this will work out. And I think it's important for – there's a lot of ifs about this player. But when you look at his versatility and you look at the coach and you look at what the coach likes to do, this kind of player is absolutely a guy that needs to be on the roster. And, again, you look at question marks and – could he help on special teams? Question marks with Traquan Smith. Question marks with your number three running back. I think he's a threat to Dwayne Washington. I think he's a threat to Traquan Smith. I think he's a threat to some of the special teams guys. So I think this makes so much sense. And, you know, this is a guy I pointed out on the show a couple weeks ago that I said, you know, of receivers, like, this is a guy that just makes a lot of sense to be on this roster if the numbers work out and he's available and interested. So kudos to the Saints, you know, for getting a guy like that at this stage. I do think it's notable. And I do think this is a breaking news worthy podcast because getting a guy like that at this stage of free agency is pretty rare. And I think his availability is absolutely due to the climate, you know, just what's going on right now. I don't think a guy like Ty Montgomery is available at this stage of free agency, unless the coronavirus is around, you know? And so that this is a unique season. It's a unique off season in that guys like that are available at this point. And I think the Saints made their roster a little more versatile and a little better today.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, the free agents, to have this many good free agents left in the middle of May is just extraordinary. Now, people are like, well, it's not that many. But compared to any other May, Jadeveon Clowney, Logan Ryan, like, you wouldn't have that quality of guy left. You'd have, and there's some other ones I named. You'd have Cam Newton. You'd have although his situation's a little weird, but you'd have a couple, but not that many. It's just extraordinary. So, guys, this might be the first time you're listening to the Saints Happy Hour because you checked this out because we had the Mina Kimes interview earlier this week. If you haven't checked out the Mina Kimes interview, listen to it. It's amazing. She has incredibly strong takes on a bunch of things, Saints. She knows her stuff, so check it out. But if this is your first time or second time being introduced to us, consider becoming a patron. You sign up at the $10 level. You get the best Saints podcast every day. We're number 12 in Malta, so that you get that. You get a koozie, a magnet, a sticker, and the Crude to Taysom cup.
Vegan.
So, Andrew's ordering seafood, by the way. In Charlottesville. So consider doing that as a patron. You get all the access. And we have a new level where that video that you guys saw of us with that clip of Mina Kimes talking about, in a very funny way, her opinion of Taysom Hill and how he's not going to be a starting quarterback for the Saints in 2021. If you're a $20 patron, you can get... We'll make a video of a rant. You leave us doing that. We'll make a funny video of your rant if you're a $20 a month patron. You'll get that. And you'll get, once every 3 months, you get to have your own personal Zoom call with me and Andrew to talk Saints for 30 minutes. So consider being a $20 patron if you can. It's amazing. Guys, patrons that are current patrons, think of going to a higher level because we take your money and we get Mina Kimes interviews, we get Sean Payton to cut us an open. Like, we reinvest the money that you give to support us on fun, cool things. So, Andrew, are you done getting your seafood?
I don't know that I'll be done for the next couple hours based on how this is going. So it better be worth it once it goes in my mouth, because otherwise I'm never going back to this place.
Here's my final question, then we'll get out of here on a Friday. Come the first week of September, am I going to be playing this for Traquan Smith?
Yeah, not going to work here anymore anyway. Mr. Mike.
You know, I was thinking about this. Like, what would constitute a good season for Montgomery? And I was just thinking, like, if he has, like, 50 catches and 400 yards rushing, I would actually be worried. Because
yes.
Then I'd be like, oh, shit, someone got hurt, and we're counting on him way too much. I think the sweet spot for him is maybe he rushes for 200 yards on the season, he catches 30 passes, and he has, like, 5 touchdowns. And, you know, he just, like, it's like he's never taking over a game. He's never making plays that just, like, change. I mean, he's not a game changer, but you're so worried about Taysom Hill and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook and Emmanuel Sanders that, like, he leaks out of the backfield and he's just roasts a linebacker. Or, you know, you just, he gets a one-on-one matchup that's just a freaking joke and he smokes some guy and, you know, puts the Saints up 17-7 in a meaningful game, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know that he needs to catch more than 20 passes this year. And I don't know that he needs to rush for more than 150 yards, but it's that he's the kind of player that has the versatility that some team is going to fuck up their defensive game plan. Yeah. They're going to put the wrong dude on him. And it's just another weapon for Sean Payton.
You know what the perfect season for Ty Montgomery is next off season when we're celebrating the Saints winning the Super Bowl. We have one fond memory of Ty Montgomery, and it's, man, Ralph, do you remember when the Saints were playing San Francisco and Kamara got hurt and we thought he was hurt really bad, but he wasn't hurt bad. It was just like a slight concussion, and Ty Montgomery had to play, and he had four catches for 55 yards and a touchdown. And that's it.
And it'll be like, do you remember in the Super Bowl when he hadn't played for 3 weeks and was inactive? And then on a 2-point conversion, they snapped the ball to Taysom Hill and he ran the option and then threw it in the back of the end zone at Ty Montgomery. It's going to be like he had that 2-point conversion.
That's exactly right. And that's it. And we just do one podcast on it and it's like 13 minutes. And we're like, thank you, Ty Montgomery. You'll never have to buy a drink in New Orleans again whenever we can go out and drink in public safely again. So, guys, this has been Patron Everybody Podcast for Saints Happy Hour. Breaking news. Consider supporting us. We are the best Saints podcast in the world. We give you more content and more fun than anybody else. Consider supporting us. And we will see you on we will see you on Sunday night. Have a great weekend. That was a terrible, terrible exit by me.